Yeah.
And he went to work this evening, but he's been in the hospital since yesterday. And the doctor was trying to find out what caused the headache.
Well, they ain't going to find out.
Well,
I can answer that question quick.
Well, did they find out?
Well, no,
they some good fresh coffee there, and it's went up. It's 45 cents a cup.
Put it on my bill.
He went to doctors, had to ask the doctors forever where they'd tell him he was a good doctor when he had that headache, and they never could find out what it was. And someday he couldn't.
The reason why I said they'll never find out, Gwen, I've had it all my life. That was way before I ever seen that thing.
Oh, well, that could have caused it right there.
What? That bump on your, up here, on your...
Oh, well, that was just a little mole inside. And you know, I had that cut out already.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I stayed alive looking at the man when he cut it out. I was looking at him right in the face. It was Dr. M. O'Miller in New Orleans.
It's up there on your...
He just put me laying right in his office. And he deadened that around.
Grandma's cooler in the living room.
And,
he deadened all your...
Yeah, he just split that wide open, and then he had a nurse in there with us that stayed in his office. He told her to hurry up and get a small looking glass, and he had some little tweezers on that, and all that was open, you know.
All your...
All that cut where he had cut it. And he put that... He had her to hold that looking glass so I could look at it before he took the bump out. That's the kind of pistol he was.
You were telling me about that cowboy who came down here and had a pistol.
Yeah, he was from Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
But he had heard, he said, he had understood that this was an outlawed place, it was dangerous. He was liable to get held up or maybe shot at or something. And when he showed me that pistol, I busted out and laughed. I said, we, I guess you could call it, I said, half civilized here. We got a little sense. Well, he said, here, he says, you put it up somewhere. He says, I don't want nobody else to know that I carried this thing here. He says, I was misinformed. Well, he stayed with me here for 2 or 3 weeks on the stretch. We were riding every day. In other words, I furnished him a horse. What do you want, Gwen?
You mustn't ask questions, talk.
In a bullet, you put what? Put
in what?
In a gun, in a pistol, you put.
You put bullets in there, shells.
Have you ever seen them fire blank?
Yes, but we didn't use them kind. We used the one with a lead bullet in it, because we used them for protection mostly. You might say we had them whenever we had to shoot. It was to kill.
But when you
but it wasn't. We'd never use them on people. Oh, of course, there was a little of those incidents that happened in our country here. I've seen fellas get shot. It didn't kill them though, but they were pretty badly wounded.
It'd make a bullet.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean the place where they shoot them, it would make a bad.
Oh yeah, they'd have to go to a doctor and have that. They'd have to perform surgery and get the bullets out.
Out of the human. Out of the wound. Out of the.
Yeah. But that never happened here on Pecan. If it used to in Cameron, boy, they had some mean people over there. You bet you, some with butcher knives and everything else, pocket knives. There was a family of farmers over there, and those suckers were related to me, distantly, not too close. Man, listen. They were mean.